Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones, and welcome to Marketing Voices. I'm here at the Forrester Marketing Forum in April 2008. I'm sitting in a room with Carrie Bodine, who's principal analyst of their customer experience. And she and I are going to be talking about a topic that really is pretty interesting because we've never covered it on Marketing Voices, and it's all about design and marketing and the connection between design and marketing. So, Carrie, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
What, in your mind, is sort of the first thing you should be thinking about when you think about design and marketing?
Well, I think that the role of marketing is going to significantly change over the upcoming years. It's going to be less about pushing messages out, and of course we're already seeing that with much more two-way communication between customers and marketers. Marketers are going to have to get more involved with all of their products, all of their services, the environments that their companies are creating. And the reason for this, I didn't coin this term, but the experience is the marketing. And so the design principles that Apple, for example, applies to the iPod, or Nike applies to a pair of running shoes or even to their website, these are the types of tools that marketers are going to have to learn and then apply across a whole breadth of customer touch points.
So when you think about those tools or those sort of things people need to think about when they're designing customer experience and thinking about, okay, what kind of things do I need to look at? Can you give me some example of what those kind of things might be?
Yeah, the three that I talked about in my speech this morning are ethnographic research, so really getting out and understanding what makes your customers tick, going out to wherever it is that they live or they work, and really going beyond a lot of the demographic information that that marketers tend to collect on a really mass level. It's more about understanding customers on a one-on-one basis and understanding really what drives them at an emotional level. What are their needs? What are their attitudes? What are their behaviors, their goals? And then taking all of that and forming personas. Personas is the next major methodology that I talked about, or it's a tool.
What is a persona? Yeah.
A persona is really an aggregate of all of the different behaviors, attitudes, goals of many, many individuals. But it comes together, and it's a model. It seems like it's just one person. So a persona has a name, a face, an age, an occupation, a life story. But that model is really an aggregate of all of the different customers that you went out and talked to. And typically firms have between 3 and 9 personas, and they develop this set. And some are more important than others, sure, but it really gives you a good feel for who your customers really are. And then the third tool that I talked about that I think marketers really need to bring over from design is about prototyping. And there's a great story about prototyping that a team from the Mayo Clinic did to really redesign what a patient exam room is there. And they even did a full-scale prototype made out of foam core to examine some of the interactions that patients and doctors have in the exam room space. So prototyping and testing with real people is just such an integral part of design, and again, something that I think marketers need to embrace.
So this whole idea of persona and creating, in a sense, a sketch about what your target customer is, I mean, ultimately what that does as it relates to social media and computing and all of that is for people to understand that marketers are going out and they're going to need to engage more with their customers. Mm-hmm. And so what this helps them do is really understand best who their customers are and what makes them tick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, you can apply it to social media. You can apply it to, the design of a new campaign. You can apply it to the design of a website. Really, a lot of things. They're very broadly applicable.
So do you have any idea what just an average cost is for a company X to undergo this sort of, you know, research, that, you know, the ethnographic research, then the persona build and all of that? I mean, just ballpark.
Yeah, there was actually a research report that one of my colleagues, Moira Dorsey, put out, I think it was last November, so November 2007. And at that time, she surveyed, I think it was 4 interactive agencies, and then a slightly larger number of research firms that create personas for clients. I think the lowest cost of a persona project was right around $5,000, but the highest cost was about $250,000. So there's really a broad range in there. I would say on average, you're probably looking at $40,000 to $80,000. There definitely is an investment there. But what we found is that really personas are the best tool for truly understanding your customers and then designing engaging experiences for them.
What kind of corporate cultures really best are set up, or what are there sort of criteria for these cultures where they allow this kind of investigative research about their customer or about their about their customers, I guess?
Yeah, there are definitely some corporate cultures that are better set up to embrace this type of ethnographic user research and really a focus on the customer. And those cultures tend to be able to very easily connect the needs of the customer with the needs of the business. Sometimes firms have a hard time doing this. They're not able to see a change that they make in terms of improving customer experience and then relate that back to changes in the bottom line or the top line. So firms that really are customer-centric, design-centric, they understand the impact of the user experience. They listen to what customers have to say. They actively change their strategy to adapt to whatever it is that customers are telling them they need. And then, interestingly, there's, from a structural standpoint, a few things that we see. There has to be buy-in from the top of the organization. If you don't have support from your executive team, these types of initiatives, they might get a little bit of support on the ground, but they're really not going to have any major impact on the organization.
I've been talking to Carrie Bodine, who's a principal analyst of the customer experience at Forrester. So thank you for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Thanks so much. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and thank you to my listeners. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices, and please check me out and give me some comments at www.marketingvoices.com.